Hi, this is Devorah Harrow with Healing from the Holy Land. And in today's podcast, I'm going to discuss something I've wanted to discuss for a long time and have had so many conversations about this over the years with people, and that is the truth about allergies. Okay, where to begin? Let's begin with the fact that allergies are an allergic response set up by the body, sent up by the body, and most often include the liver, which basically is the organ that stimulates allergic or inflammatory responses, the lungs, which are also involved with allergies, inflammatory responses, the immune system, as well as the large intestines. And so those are the three organs that we're going to check in that order, usually, when we're looking at allergic responses. And overall, the solar plexus chakra, which is the yellow chakra, it's by number the third chakra, and it is the chakra that is governing the whole area of the upper gastric center of the body. So we have the lower lungs, we have the diaphragm, which is the muscle that sits under the lungs, as well as the fascial diaphragm, which holds the lung and the heart in place. It's like a shelf. And then we have underneath the stomach, the spleen, the upper intestines, and the liver and gallbladder. And it can extend a little bit to the pancreas as well. And so we also want that area to be clear. We want there to be a clear path for ease of digestion of all things. And when I say digestion, I mean physical digestion of food, as well as emotional digestion of experiences, as well as being able to handle breathing in. Right, with the lungs, the digestion of the lungs, of breathing in whatever might exist in the air without having an allergic response. So let's start with, that's just background physiology, a short version of what comes up when someone says allergic response to me. Now we're going to discuss that Maimonides, right, Rambam, who's a famous Jewish doctor and rabbi, who wrote so much information about the medical field centuries ago. And he discusses the idea of the inner physician and that God created the body with the ability to heal itself. Along that premise, it's very logical to say that anything that is natural, anything that is found in nature, anything that God created, should be able to be handled by the body without problem, as long as it's in moderation. So logically, pollen, which exists quite naturally in this world, in the vegetation that God planted, that God created, we should be able to breathe that in without a problem. The same goes true for eating peanuts and sesame seeds and flour and milk. We should be able to process all of these foods, strawberries, etc. We should be able to process any and all healthy foods in moderation without any inflammatory response from the body. So what I look at isn't specifically the food that the person is having a reaction to, or the pollen, even though there might be something more there, and we can get to that later on. I'm looking at what's happening at the body level, because if there can be billions of people walking around this world without any allergies, and a few who do, then we don't say, okay, allergies are just a normal thing and someone needs to live with them for the rest of their lives. I don't believe in that. The same way I don't believe that people need to live with celiac and Crohn's forever. So whether it's seasonal allergies, food allergies, tactile allergies. I don't believe that people need to live in that state for a long period. I think that just like I teach with everything else, I think that when the body is throwing up and a response, an interesting symptom, then or pain or dysfunction on some level, it's to send out a cry of help. There's some dysfunction going on, some overload in the body, or some lack, or some imbalance somewhere that is seeking attention. And if we heal and clear the source of the imbalance or the dysfunction, the body can stop screaming. It could stop sending out this distress signal. So if we're looking at allergic responses as distress signals, whether it's, again, the itchy eyes, itchy throat, difficulty breathing, overall fogginess, sneezing, etc., the allergic response to pollen, or whether it's food allergies that cause rashes or digestive issues, whether it's an inflammatory response in the intestines with Crohn's, whether it's dermatitis or eczema or hives, etc. We can clear the underlying source by looking at what's going on inside the body. And what I do is unconditional listening. I listen to what the body has to say without judgment, without, casting like blame or, oh, if only that, or stop eating this food or stop to. I personally don't believe in restrictive dieting. And so we look at what the body is saying. So whether it's distress in the liver, because the liver today has to deal with, the liver is the organ of filtration that deals with filtering out things that the body does not need, right? People use the word toxins. That sounds like a very negative word to me. So I will just say things that the body does not need. So for instance, someone's eating food that has processed stuff in it, that has preservatives, etc., that the body doesn't have anything to do with. It is my belief that that doesn't damage the body. That the body, when it is clear and healthy and balanced and living an overall healthy lifestyle of wellness through good sleep, good diet, good exercise, lots of fresh air, calm living, then the liver should be able to handle, in moderation, whatever processed stuff, whatever preservatives, whatever. If someone's on medication, sometimes, long-term, so we can see also a taxation on the liver. And so we do hygiene for the liver, and we help promote and maintain a healthy lifestyle for the liver by decreasing amounts of unhealthy food, right? People should be eating an overall healthy diet. But today, and the way we've seen such a huge, huge increase in the past 3 decades, right? Look at the industrial boom on the digital side and look at the boom in allergies, right? Over the past 30 years, people who grew up, who were children 30, 40 years ago, didn't know what allergies were, except for the seasonal allergies or the occasional child who might have had some, or adult who might have had some weird allergy to food, but it was not commonplace at all, right? There was no such thing as like peanut-free schools, and the whole idea of an EpiPen being like a word that every child, or many kids in elementary schools know what it is. It wasn't a thing. And if we look at the boom, right, when people were growing up 30, 40 years ago, there were radio waves and television waves. And since then, we have cellular waves and Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and internet and satellite dishes and cellular towers. And my point is simply that there is more for the liver to be clearing out of our system. There's been a movement away from healthy or healthful living, eating foods. Foods are more processed. Foods are moving away to, you know, people are eating skim milk and all these like the least fat possible when actually we need those good fats. And there's just all the empty calories that we get from white wheat and processed sugars, etc. And so again, I'm not talking about restrictive dieting. I'm talking about healthy eating. And so the point is that the liver is just dealing with so much more on a regular basis. And if people aren't doing what they need, like just like we'll go to the dentist once a year and the hygienist to take care of our teeth hygiene, and we shower daily or every other day, and we wash our hair with shampoo and we brush our teeth and all these things that we do for our regular, we put on deodorant, we take care of our regular daily hygiene. So we are moving into a stage where we need to become more aware of our liver hygiene. And people are, right? You hear about all these people doing cleanses and going on diets to clear their liver and to clear their bodies and to remove toxins. And so the awareness is coming. People are aware that we're ingesting more things that our bodies need to then filter out. So the point of this all being that when we do follow a regimen that keeps our liver clear and healthy, just like we set up the appointments with the doctor and the hygienist, and we brush our teeth and we floss and all these things that we do to set up hygiene for other areas in our life, it's just as important to set up that hygiene for our internal organs and systems. And there are very gentle and easy ways to do this. And when people maintain their health and their lifestyle, they can keep their liver clear. They can first clear their liver, then keep it clear. Their lungs, their large intestines, the small intestines as well. And again, the more we eat and live a healthier lifestyle, the less taxed our bodies become and the more easily they do their full functioning without that taxation. So we are able to maintain a healthy response and not have allergies, whether to pollen or to certain materials or to certain foods. So that's the truth about allergies. And if there are questions coming up for you, I am happy to hear reactions and responses at healingfromtheholyland@gmail.com. To go further into and to understand what I talk about in terms of a protocol for clearing the liver and maintaining health in the body so that the body can handle anything in moderation, I'm happy to discuss that further with anyone who'd like to hear beyond what I've alluded to in this podcast. But I will also address that when someone does have a very specific response to a specific food, then there might be an energy connection there, because just like everything out in nature, right, and the premise of flower essences and herbal medicine, like God created nature to support mankind and to support his health. And so many times, like, you know, it's so common to like hear people who are very nature-minded, like they're clearing weeds from their garden and they're like, wait a second, these are weeds. They're not weeds. They're wild growth that is so prevalent and so strong because these are actually herbs that can help, vegetation that can help clear so many different things in our body and heal so many different things in our body. So even the common, what we would call weed, is God sending ways for health and clarity in the body. So just like every plant and element in nature has its supportive quality for the human body, so there's an energy there. And when someone has a strong resistance to a certain food, you know, something that, whether it's food-based or animal-based, plant-based rather animal-based, there could be an energetic component that is causing them to have that severe response. So we could look more closely at why, beyond doing what I've been talking about up until now, clearing and balancing the liver and the lungs and the small and the large intestines and the solar plexus chakra and living that healthy lifestyle, we could also look at the specific food or pollen or etc. and see what is causing that response. What is it with that specific thing, whether it is the energy of the specific item or whether it's simply that the body targeted one thing and that's the thing that it targeted, and then reducing the inflammatory response to that thing, desensitizing the body to seeing that as an intruder, something that it needs to throw up the inflammatory response to. So all that to say that allergies do not need to be a chronic issue. All this to say that God created the body with a huge intelligence, such incredible intelligence, and the knowledge to heal itself. And sometimes we're just pulled out of intuition. We're pulled out of that place of trusting and guiding ourselves to our own healing. And we'll eat what's readily available. And we start ignoring intuitive cues when we go to take something to eat. And our body's like, oh, I really don't want that. But it's handy and we're hungry and we don't have time. And so we'll eat it anyway. So awareness, awareness, awareness. Intuitive eating, intuitive living, managing our stress. And when I say that, I mean building ourselves a calm lifestyle, healthy coping mechanisms to stress, working through stressful situations and managing them, as opposed to just, okay, I just need to deal with it, which really isn't a healthy response. And anything like that, that overtaxes the body. We want to help the body stay in its healthy, cleared place. We want to give the body its greatest, highest potential for being able to keep itself clear and functioning in a healthy manner and not getting triggered by ordinary things like peanuts. And all that is possible. And I've watched this with my own eyes. I've seen people heal from their allergies. Sometimes it actually has to do with auric work. If someone feels like they're very, very vulnerable, then they can heal one allergy and another one will pop up, because there's this feeling that they're exposed and vulnerable and very sensitive. And so they will be that way. They will keep being vulnerable and keep being sensitive until they seal that and feel safe in their own energies and their own being. That's more usually environmental allergies. So yeah, just touched on that very briefly. But yeah, so overall, that's the truth about allergies. I invite you to take a look at my website. And I've got a couple of essences there that work on clearing allergies from the body. And just the essences might not be enough for people. It might decrease the symptoms. It might be something that, you know, someone could take daily and see that they have an easier time than eating foods that they normally have a reaction to. But for people who have strong physical reactions, I highly recommend physical work, body work, in order to help clear that. And that body work is something I can do virtually. And that might sound like a conundrum. It is. I have a lot of experience seeing this working, as visceral work is in any case, intention touch. I'm able to feel the tension and encourage, like, be with the body, be like guiding hands while the body clears itself and heals itself. Because again, the healing is really happening in the body, and my hands are there just as a like kind of highlighter. Okay, here's the tension point, and then the body goes to work. That's a very condensed version of what goes on in healing sessions. And so if you have any questions, feel free to reach out and check out my website for Allergy Cleanse Plus and White Petunia, which helps clear the lungs, and Mediterranean Rock Rose, which I need to go and edit because it talks now about clearing fears in the lungs, but I have seen in practical work, working with many clients, that it is, and intuitively, that it is a very effective liver cleanser, and people really see shifts in the cleansing, as the cleansing is going on, and in the symptoms that arise from the liver meridian. So here's to health, gut health, overall health, calm living, and allergy-free living to all. All right. Have a wonderful day.